Did you ever hear a respectable woman, and Mother is respectable.
Oh, quite.
Talk like that.
You think that something ought to be done about it?
I am determined that something shall be done about it.
Well, my dear, I'm determined that there's at least one thing you shan't do, and that is to tell Constance.
Is that what you want to do?
Somebody ought to tell her. If Mother won't, I must.
I'm extremely fond of Constance. Of course, I've known what was going on for a long time, and I've been dreadfully worried.
John has put her into an odious position. No man has the right to humiliate his wife as he has humiliated Constance. He's made her perfectly ridiculous.
If women were ridiculous because their husbands are unfaithful to them, there would surely be a great deal more merriment in the world than there is.
You know that they were lunching together today.
We hadn't heard that. But they were dining together the night before last.
We know what they had to eat for dinner. Do you know what they had to eat for lunch?
Mother!
Well, I thought you seemed rather uppish about the lunch.
You have no sense of decency, Mother.
You can't approve of John having an open and flagrant intrigue with Constance's greatest friend.
It may be that with advancing years, my arteries have hardened. I am unable to attach any great importance to the philanderings of men. I think it's their nature. John is a very hard-working surgeon if he likes to lunch and dine with a pretty woman now and then.